Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 42, God is My Strength, Vision is His Gift, we are beginning a series of lessons where we are reminded that the strength that we are drawing from comes from God, the source of all in all, the wisdom, the understanding, the clarity, all the things that we are really asking for that would take care of or heal or restore our situation as we see it, is coming from the source that is within us. You know, many times when we have a problem in front of us, we quickly jump to the idea of thinking that it is up to us to solve the problem, and that even it's up to us to be great listeners, or it's up to us to have the spiritual understanding, or the perseverance, or the consistency. If we could just realize that our part is willingness. You know, each one of us, no matter what we walk through, we can and we do have the capacity to be willing to have strength, to be willing to have vision, to be willing to see through our problem and into the restored and healed picture. We're not saying that we can do it. We're not saying we know how. We are simply saying we are willing. Today, as we acknowledge that God is my strength and vision is His gift, we are borrowing upon His certainty. We are borrowing upon what He already has, and He tells us that we have a right to borrow upon it. When we are looking for a miracle in some aspect of our lives, the beautiful combination that really helps this to occur in a more rapid manner is that we combine our willingness with the strength of God. Even if you were stuck under a rock and you had no idea how to get out from under that rock, and that rock might be physical or it might be a metaphorical idea of the challenge that you feel is on you right now, it just won't budge. You are not asked to have Herculean strength to be able to move the rock. You are not asked to figure out what God is telling you so that you can have that strength to move it away. What you are asked to do is to remember that suffering is never required, and that if you are suffering, that you have a misperception. And if you have a misperception, it's time to go back to the source and ask that that misperception be healed. Today, whatever your rock is that seems to be on top of you and causing you to be stuck, today we remember that God is our strength. Vision is His gift. He is the one that knows how to show us freedom from our situation. Our part is, number one, to recognize that when we are in an impossible situation, it is only because we believe it is possible to be in one. Today we are willing to see this differently. Step number two is to turn over the pain, the sorrow, the suffering, the sadness, maybe the anger and the rage, turn it over and give it to that highest and wisest place of your mind. I like to think of sort of the inside of the body as a elevator shaft. Imagine you're going all the way up to, say, the 9th floor. We'll just pick a higher floor. Let's say that the body contains 7 floors. Let's go up to the 8th floor and then the 9th floor. Imagine beaming up to the 9th floor, the doors open, and you drop off the problem you are facing. And then let it be turned over to God. God has the vision. It is His gift. Not only does He have it, but He bestows it upon us. Today, as we drop off that problem, let go of that rock. Let go of thinking it is our problem to solve. We create a very sacred space within our mind where now the healing can be accomplished. Dear God, thank you for reminding us today that it is not our strength that is required here. It is not our wisdom and our brilliance that will get us out of this situation. Today we rely on your strength, your vision, and your certainty that freedom is our birthright, and that you are the guide. You are showing us how to get back to what is rightfully ours. Today we accept the miracle in the place of our judgments, fears, worries, and grievances. Amen.